What's up, D-Fam? Welcome back to the greatest Houston-based podcast in the world. It's the Weekly D Podcast, number 181, brought to you by Honeysuckle Peach Mango Gummies. Get yourself some. All right, this is the Weekly D Podcast. I'm your host, Danny G. That is the incredible co-host, the one and only producer for the podcast, besides Bowen, Mr. AOZ himself.
What's up, what's up?
What's up, buddy? You know what's funny is I played those sound bits and then I realized in my head as I was playing them, I'm gonna cut all that shit out. Because the video intro has the actual intro. Maybe I need to do a new intro.
Maybe you need to record where it says powered by Riverside FM and then
Riverside FM.
Yeah, and then let that intro actually play and let the whole intro actually work out. And everything.
Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I was playing it, I started thinking about it. I was like, I always cut out the first couple seconds.
You're sitting there like, act natural. And you start laughing the moment you've been playing.
He's trying to drink water and you were about to spit it out. I saw you.
And then you decide to do the wave to yourself with your hands. I'm like, what the fuck? You said act natural.
I was acting natural. Naturally suspicious. Mm. God damn. Episode 181, buddy. How the fuck are you feeling? We're in the month of December. I'm not saying what date because these are going to be out of order. But we're in the month of December. It's almost Christmas time.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like Christmas to me.
It doesn't?
This year, for some reason, doesn't feel so Christmassy. I don't know if it's because it's just not cold.
Or what it's are you not talking like about? Overcast. We've had the craziest weather these past couple weeks. One day it's cold, one day it's hot, one day it's cold.
Yeah.
One day it's gloomy but 70 degrees outside. The next day it's raining and like 30 degrees outside.
Yeah, like what was it? I think it was like earlier this week I walk out. I think it was Monday. Mm-hmm. Walk out to go to work and there's ice on the car and I'm like, "What?" And then I clock out to go home and it's like 70 degrees and I just put the AC on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I work from home. You know, but when I walk outside and walk my puppy for my 15-minute break, I notice the weather. It'd be changing.
Along with this weather, all this sickness, dude. You and me sitting here fighting sickness.
Bro, you last are couple not weeks. Lying. You're not lying. I think the worst thing I could have done was stop working as a mechanic where I sweat every day. I've gotten fat this year. I've gotten sick almost every week this year. It's been ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, everybody was sick in my house. I was fighting fever for like 2 weeks straight. Oh my God.
Bro, I haven't been getting fevers, but I've been getting the worst like sinus headaches. Like literally a couple hours ago before we started recording, I had a sinus headache and I was like, oh man, how am I going to get through this?
Yeah.
Luckily, a little bit of Tylenol.
Yeah, it's crazy that I went to the doctor like 4 times in the past 2 weeks or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
I went the first time, it was like sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the second time and it was like almost like a. Like an upper respiratory infection, all mm-hmm. the gunk in my chest or whatever. And mm-hmm. then went third time and I got a double ear infection.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And no, the fourth time I was just like, this shit hurts, man. Y'all got to do something about this.
No, I just stopped going to the doctor. I was like, I know what I got. It's a sinus infection. It's like the fifth one I've got in this
year. And then they tested me for COVID, negative. Mm-hmm. Tested me for flu, negative. And then... after I got all those tests, they're like, you should have gotten tested for RSV. You probably should have gotten like an X-ray of your chest.
Oh, because sure RSV have, like... was a thing, right?
Yeah, it's still a thing. It's still a thing. And then they're like, chest X-ray, try and make sure you don't have like pneumonia or something. And I was like, man, I probably had pneumonia, but I didn't really. I basically treated it myself because I have the machine to do breathing mm-hmm. treatments. And that's pretty much all they make you do anyway. So.
I don't know. At this point, Vicks on my feet, Vicks on my chest, Vicks on my throat.
That's what I was doing. It's like Vicks on my feet, Vicks on my chest, throat, okay. Nose.
Fucking té de canela with tequila in it, té de canela with whiskey in it.
Yeah,
I'm treating myself at this point. I'm done giving the doctor money to tell me the same thing. You got a sinus infection.
Yeah, it's been crazy this year with sinus infections. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been ridiculous. I'm just tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. You know, like I said, I've been edging 300 pounds, you know, literally like right there. So hopefully next year is a year of change, you know.
Yeah, maybe next year I'll actually use the gym membership that I've been paying for the past 4 months.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
The one time it was actually perfect to use it.
Oh my god.
Nah, but it's been an interesting year. You know what's fun though? Hopefully next week we can do our office Christmas party, you know, all from home. That would be fun. Maybe we'll bring back the legend. So he breaks another TV.
At his own house, though.
At his own house, yeah.
It'd be his fault because, you know, he was home.
Yeah, the same thing last time, right? I told him don't drink and drive, and he still stumbled over his TV.
That's crazy.
Ridiculousness.
Kind of wish I was there. That would have been a good time.
Right. Anywho, it was a lot of fun. It was before we brought you on. It was literally months before we brought you on. I think the next week or so.
After it was probably like 2 weeks after because I started like January 3rd was like the big team meeting. Mm-hmm. And then like January 10th, I think, was like the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode. Good old Alan was on.
That was in the background, of course. And I think that's when we started up the live streams and everything, too.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get back to live streams. Although I've liked not live streaming the podcast anymore. Just because I feel like we can ask deeper questions and then edit later. They
think it's too deep. I mean, not only that, but we could sit there and actually pause without like ruining the flow or anything, you know, after edit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, because with the live stream, it's like whatever happens, you know.
That's what happens.
It's out there. Yeah. It's what happens.
Yeah. So, talking about that, because like I said, we're near the end of the year. Do you got any memorable podcast moments, or something that happened on the podcast that you won't forget about this year?
Most definitely. Speaking of which, I saw CA the Don at Bucky's.
Oh, did you?
I was going to, but he had his headphones in. He looked like he was in the zone. I was like, I'm not gonna interrupt this man's morning ritual or whatever, because he had just gotten a coffee and everything. He looked like he had just getting up. He was on his way to go do something, and I was like, I ain't gonna mess with him. But the reason why I bring that up is because one of the memorable moments is Bro Top. I'll never get over that one. That was insane.
Was that this year or last year though?
I think that was this year though.
It might have been this year.
I think it was this year, towards the beginning of the year that we brought it up, because we were doing still doing the confessionals and everything with every guest.
Yeah. Dude, we need to bring confessionals back. I need someone to help me find all the confessionals.
Man, but
filter through them.
Looking through them, a lot of them, they're longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah. But they were funny, dude. Bro Top was an iconic thing. He still tells that story till this day. I was watching his podcast and 2 months ago he was talking about Bro Top.
He's like, bro, I don't care how high you get, I am not sucking off any of my homies. No,
that shit was funny.
He was like, y'all were gay to begin with, y'all just used weed as an excuse.
That was a really good one. That one was funny as shit. Any other ones?
The most recent one that probably never be released because the audio messed up.
Was it the Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
The goddamn Chi-Chi, bro. That one was so funny. Me and Chris recorded an episode last week, right? And before we started, I was like, Chris, don't fuck this one up. You fucked up the last one. It was perfect. You can't fuck this one up.
He's the whole reason why you made the new rule. From now on, you use the guest link whenever it's just the homies. If it's an interview, you hit that producer link.
And you don't fucking talk. Dude, that pissed me off. It was literally our best episode. It just went up.
I feel like that one probably would have gotten thousands of views and clips on its own.
That one would have got so much hate. The clip we released today about Chris asking to have you done it someone. Or what was it? Would you keep it in and she tell you to pull it out?
Yeah, if your girl tells you to pull out, would you just keep it in or would you actually pull out? And you're like, it depends on the mood. And I'm like on the TikTok and you're like, these two fucks.
Also, I didn't realize the AI cut out a part where I said it depends on the mood and if it's consensual.
I think it cut off right where it said it depends.
It took out consensual out the whole thing.
And it kind of just makes it even funnier.
Oh man.
You know what's crazy though is that seeing the last couple of clips from that episode, I'm like, why is it every time it's just you and Chris, it always leans towards like sex?
That's all Nick talk at that point. Just wait till the next clip.
If in the next episode that you do with him, that he doesn't talk about it, you could be like, bro, yeah, I can tell you got laid.
You know what? We should play a game next week when we do the office Christmas party. Where if he brings up dicks or dick talk or anything like that, we have to take a shot, but not tell him.
Oh my God.
We're just all like, all right, inside the drink. I'm gonna pull out my bell. I have a bell, like a little ding bell.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull it out and you know what? Maybe I'll add it to the sound effects. Well, what sound effects should we use for drink? Should we use
Toasty? Yeah. Or, that kind of make it funny.
Or
I think Toasty. I think that one's pretty funny.
Toasty.
It's a toast to what he just said.
All right, we got it down. Next Christmas episode, that's what we're playing as the drink sound. Whenever you hear that sound, you gotta take a shot.
Yeah, damn.
So make sure you get a full bottle. Do I need to buy everyone a bottle?
Oh man, I want some of that Terramana.
The Terramana. Ooh, I love Terramana, dude. That's
one of my favorite tequilas. I have yet to try it.
One of my favorite tequilas. It's delicious. The Rock did his shit right. But okay.
He went to Mexico and got it made.
Yeah, exactly. The only place you can get tequila made. No, but okay. So your most recent one was the TG. I think one of my favorite episodes this year was the one with Byron. No, scratch that. Byron was great. And it is one of my favorite episodes just because we got to know Byron like on a whole nother level. We really got to meet him. But my favorite episode this year was with El Tio Jesse, a.k.a. Jesse Saldana. Getting to do that episode with him and then getting to see him do his thing at a live show was like the cherry on top. He was so fucking funny. He's super chill. Like, That's by far my favorite episode this year. My favorite moments.
Especially, and it's one of the ones that blew up on clips, too.
It blew up a lot on clips, especially because it was so relatable. It was like, it literally was like me hanging out with a friend, just catching up and like getting to see how they think about things. You got a white cat now, huh?
Yeah.
Is his name Mr. Kittens?
No, it's Stella.
Stella. Oh, she's so cute. It's a cute little white cat.
She's a Siamese. She's a Siamese. What, we're comparing pussies now?
I think yours is bigger than mine. And whiter.
Yours is actually older. This one's, she's only like 8 weeks, I think.
Whoa, why are you calling mine old, dude?
Yeah, he's old.
No, but yeah, so Jesse Saldana was one of my favorites. The 420 event was one of my favorites, even though I bombed the interview with Trey Tutson.
Yes, that was hilarious. That was a great event hosted by Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle.
Dude, I can't wait for their new place to open.
They already opened it. Yeah, they're doing pop-ups in the Edo district.
We need to go. We got to schedule that, dude. Yeah, go hit up Carlos.
Hell yeah. Now they got the like bar. Where they serve the nectars and stuff. We got to go. Careful, dude. Your pussy's slipping away.
Started pushing buttons. She closed the window on my computer. And I was like, no, not the podcast. Please, no.
At least you didn't spill water on her keyboard. Dude, I can't believe I spilled beer on my keyboard and ruined like half my keyboard on my laptop.
Oh, my God. So it didn't dry out?
No, it dried out. It works. Like, everything works. It's just sticky.
Oh, like I told you last time, you got to pop off all the keys and.
Yeah, well, I want to see if there's a way I can like upgrade my laptop. So I'm gonna take it to shop and just have them clean it up.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I've been sitting here kind of like debating on whether or not to get like a new computer just updated. Mm-hmm. This one's from like 2014,
2015. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it. 2015, 2016. I bought it when I was going to start podcasting.
Yeah, I was thinking if it was whether or not it was due for an upgrade, but looking at the price ranges, I was like, eh, I think
the prices are crazy right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, Joe Byron really got us fucked up with all these prices. You know what's funny? Let me go first. I'm talking about prices, like I was watching this thing on Twitter the other day and on the news. I think it was CNN or something. They're like, oh, prices are at an all time low and this and that. But then you look at the actual charts and prices are like three times higher than they were like 3 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're saying gas is at an all time low. Bro, it's still $2.45. Like I remember when it was like $2 a gallon. Like, come on.
I remember at one point I was putting gas at $1.98.
Mm-hmm. That lasted for like a day here recently. It dropped down to like $1.98. It only lasted for a day, shot right back up to like $2.40.
And it was only so they can take a picture and be like, oh, look, gas prices are low.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Max Paul was right. This government's corrupt. Shout out to Max Paul, dude. He did an incredible interview with us.
Yeah, that was a good episode to sit in. Even though I was in the background, nobody saw me. But I was there. I was present. Yep. I heard everything.
Yeah, if y'all haven't heard it, go check it out. And it should be up by the time this episode comes up.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
It's kind of confusing right now that we're recording out of order.
It should be up if Daniel doesn't get distracted and not forget to post.
You know what? I just realized this episode isn't 181. It's 182.
Oh my god.
The Christmas episode's 181.
Oh my god.
At least I have the sign set up for the next recording. God damn, dude.
You had one job.
You know, this end of the year is getting rougher and rougher.
Yeah, I can tell. Your sign's running out of numbers because that's a totally different one than the other one.
Shh, don't make it obvious. I got two sets of letters.
Yeah, that W looks a little capitalized on that TWE.
I lost some letters. Leave me alone. I had to buy another pack.
Leave it to the man with the dyslexic.
Dyslexic and slightly retarded, apparently.
And a little bit of tism.
I got a little bit of the burgers.
You're somewhere on the spectrum, buddy. It's okay. You're all right.
Bro,
talking about going more downhill, and at some point, you'll be able to collect disability.
Right?
You can get the blue little thing that you put on your mirror, the handicap sign.
Right. All I need to do is to take one of those gummies and then go get tested for something. I'll be okay. Dude, the other day, me and Noelia split one of these gummies because each gummy is 50 milligrams. This is a 250 milligram packet. Right. So each gummy is 50 milligrams. They're pretty big squares, too. So me and Noelia split one, right? And we're like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. We're sitting on the couch. Next thing I know, I feel like my face is melting. I look over at her. Her eyes are bloodshot red. And she's like hyper-focused into the movie we're watching. And I ask her something about it. And she's like, what? What movie are we watching? She was like, daydreaming.
She was in La La Land.
And then like we're talking, right? Like the next day. And I was talking to one of her siblings, and he was like, oh, can you ever tell when I'm high? I was like, dude, you, your sister, and all the other ones that get high, like, all y'all have the same look. Y'all get a little bit of the bergs, and then really lose a chromosome.
I don't remember which one of the twins it was.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was Brandon. I don't know which one it was, but when we did the 420 event, he was gone. He was lost.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. They drop a chromosome, bro. Or gain a chromosome. I forget which one it is.
That was so hilarious.
Yeah. No, but it's been fun. It's been a fun ride this year. We've definitely got to experience some new things. Some old things.
Production went up.
We did it in person. Consistency
went up.
Twice.
Yeah.
Did we do two in-persons or one in-person? I think I did one with Blake and then one where you came over, right?
Yeah, yeah, because it was the one day that I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And I think I was in the virtual. I can't remember if y'all just did it on y'all's own or if I was there virtually.
I think me and him just did it on our own with my old shitty webcam.
But then I think you weren't happy with the quality, so you were just like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was.
We started posting video podcasts this year, which was pretty cool. Like, we're video Spotify, video YouTube. Dude, we've really upgraded this year. Like, I feel like this year of the Weekly D has been a year of growth.
I mean, dude, we got high-quality cameras now.
Yeah, we got high-quality content. A lot of times, yeah. Thanks to Honeysuckle. Go check them out. Go buy some peach mango gummies. Honestly, like, I just need like 100 packets of that stuff so I can pass out to our guests.
If it makes it there. Yeah, last time they handed you a bag of goodies, you were gone,
bro. You know, I still feel bad. I'm so embarrassed about how bad that interview went that I have not even tried to reach out to Trey Tunstin anymore.
You'd be like, hey, you saw that interview with Jesse Saldana, right?
That's what we can do.
You're like, yeah, we can do that. That's what we're normally like when we're not partying. So what? Do you want to come back to the pod?
You know, one thing I do want to try to do, though, is do some man on the street stuff next year. Like, maybe take some Weekly D shirts and just ask random people questions in downtown Houston. Give them a shirt. We can do some charity stuff, too, next year. Hopefully.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Sure. That'd be very interesting to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe buy 100 hot dogs and go pass them around to the homeless. We need some good karma coming our way, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, like, yo, like, don't fight with your neighbor over this hot dog. There's one for him too. You tell him to come over here,
right? Just go pass around glizzies in downtown Houston. Oh man,
dude,
good times.
It's so crazy though.
Do you have a time this year of recording or just the shit we did where you're like, I can't believe we did that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
One that we can't believe we did that.
You know what mine was? I can't believe we broke 2,000 views on YouTube.
Oh.
On one clip. On one video. Yeah. Which was the Gammy Gons one.
Yeah.
And then our Instagram, several videos went over 2K.
Yeah. And of course, I think Jesse's, one of Jesse's clips is the one that holds the highest 10G. So far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, I didn't even look at it. Last time I looked at it, it was sitting at like 3.8.
No.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I hope you pinned that.
I think I did. Okay. I hope. I'm proud of us this year.
Yeah, I feel like we did quite a bit more than last year for sure. Like last year, you know. There's a lot of inconsistency and everything. Yeah, we started off late. There's a lot of inconsistency trying to reconfigure like the show and everything. With everything that was going on.
That's the part that sucked about this year, right? It was the beginning of the year. Like, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. We tried a bunch of shit. A lot of shit didn't work. And then we just kind of, all of a sudden, it just clicked one day, right? And we're like, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah, we switched from Zoom to Riverside. Riverside has been like a godsend.
Amazing.
As far as podcasting goes, like production and everything, like the way it sets up the clips, the way it cuts the clips, it's been nice. I think it's really helped.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it really helped to make us seem like an official podcast, even though we've been an official podcast, you know, a lot longer than I've been here. You know. Yeah. And the numbers show, and it's crazy to see like how much growth has happened in this year versus last year.
Yeah, I feel it's so funny, right? Because like I feel like this year we grew in a different way, if that makes sense. Like we didn't hit the numbers we were hoping for until like really late in the year. We didn't do as many interviews as we wanted until really late in the year. But what really hit was like, we leveled up our production, we leveled up our quality, we leveled up like just the podcast as a whole, you know?
Yeah. And like a lot of the graphics and stuff, they got leveled up too.
Yeah. Like everything got leveled up a little bit, you know? We started doing more video stuff with quality video.
Yeah.
We have quality audio. So it's been a good year.
Quality edits, good content. Yeah, everything kind of leveled up all around the same time. And I think it goes to show, you know, like we were sitting there like constantly brainstorming on like, how can we do this better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we need to get for it to get better?
Yeah.
And we always kept comparing ourselves to like other podcasts, and we're like, man, their production looks amazing. Like, I wonder mm-hmm. how much that costs or whatever. And we're sitting here thinking like high dollar numbers, like $500-$600 cameras. And then mm-hmm. we go for like a $60 camera and it worked small great. Improvement, just like yeah. it worked great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually talking to my wife about that. how if we do more in persons, I want to buy multiples of the same camera to have for each person. And then, like, a wide view, and then have a video switcher so we can just flip back and forth.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out how that works with Riverside.
And I've seen people work it. There's tutorials and stuff on how to do it. But, yeah. Definitely a year of growth. Lots of growth.
I'm extremely proud of us, and I like how, you know, for sure, consistency has been key.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've said it, you know, all year long. You've said it since I've started that consistency is key. But I feel like our inconsistency mainly happened because of, like I said, trying to figure out our show. Like we kept changing co-hosts, you mm-hmm. know, people in the background that were helping us. Those, some of them left, you know, some of them changed roles, picked up additional roles, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and in doing that, it took a lot of time, but I feel like we're in a good place.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like we grew so much, like I said, as a unit. One, first and foremost, like the three core of us and Blake, although Blake's like in and out more than the rest of us, but our core team has stuck together, and we've kind of really grown and put together ideas and formula. We came up with the formula, and the formula worked, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I was telling Knox Bond when I talked to him, you know, it took a lot of things from on my end as well, right? Like, I had to learn how to run a podcast by myself and really host a podcast and find my style of how I want to interview, how I want to host, how I want to let the conversations flow. And I feel like, in a way, there's been growth there because I've learned how to become an interviewer and not rely on other people. Or
yeah, like I think like who was it? Who was the first one? Was it Gammy or
Gammy? Yeah,
yeah. I think Gammy was like the first one where you solo cammed it. Like it mm-hmm. wasn't like a group of us all with webcams and everything, like asking individual questions. Because you know we've kind of noticed like in the past, like you know, it's great to have two interviewers and a guest, you know, because you have mm-hmm. different perspectives, you have different questions, but in the clip side of it, it kind of gets a little confusing when you're constantly flipping back and forth between who's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, the questions that were asked like before, sometimes they came with a rant.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, give them a chance to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, see, and, you know, seeing so many people look at you during the interview has to create some type of nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Gammy, you know, you soloing it, me in the background, like watching it, marking clips and everything, making sure everybody's audio's, you know, coming out crisp,
mm-hmm.
I think created less nervousness, more comfort. It became more one-on-one. And mm-hmm. it was kind of like you just sitting there every time you do the interviews solo. It's like you're just talking to an old friend.
Yeah. And that's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. You know, that's literally what I told Knox Bond. Too, I was like, look, man, the way I like running my podcast and my interviews is I like talking to you, I like getting to know you, and I hope that at the end of the day, me and you become homies. And I feel like having that mindset going into these interviews has really helped make it more comfortable for our guests.
Yeah.
You know, which, I mean, some days I'm fucking nervous as shit. Like, when we had Gammy Gons on, I knew it was going to be great. Just because Gammy Gons is cool shit. I talked to him regularly, like, through Instagram. And I knew it was just going to be, like, friends. You know, with Simona, like, I was nervous. Because, like, I really didn't know her. I met her one time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, how am I going to do this and make it great? And, I mean, the only option was to do homework on her, right? I did my homework. I knew what to ask. I knew what people have asked her and what people haven't asked her and what interested me. And I feel like that's what's helped me grow as an interviewer, is that I'm not trying to ask the same question over and over. I'm not trying to ask, like, what the I guess the radio questions. I'm trying to ask, like, I want to get to know you. Like, you tell me about yourself.
Yeah, like, you're trying to do, like, not the, like, copy and paste questions that everyone else asks, to where they give the automatic answer that they gave to the last person. Yeah. You know, like, sometimes, like, when you watch celebrities on different shows doing different interviews, sometimes the same questions happen over and over again, and they give the exact same, they give the exact same answer. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, so why am I watching this on a different platform if on this other platform they already said that, they've already explained that? You know, here you're going for more of a personalized touch. For every guest, it's personally tuned to them. Yeah. You know, and then you ask questions that always make the gears turn in their head. Mm-hmm. They can't give you an automatic answer.
Yeah. Well, that's the goal, right? I want, because I've noticed, I know this is my podcast, right? Like, I know this is our podcast. I know, like, I'm the lead host, right? But I also know that when we get guests on, people aren't here for us. They're here for the guest.
Yeah.
Right. And I'd rather have the guest, give them a chance to speak, to rant, to, you know, let people know who they are, how they are, rather than me just talk about me and, you know, or like talk to them, but answer their own questions.
Yeah. And make them show, like, who they are as a person, and not what, you know, the persona that they have to put out there, like the image that they have to live up to, you know, like you kind of give them a moment to sit there and take off the mask and breathe, you know,
which is great, right? A lot of times, sometimes though, it flops.
Yeah.
Like with Trey Tunstead, I couldn't do it. I didn't know him. I had done homework on him, but I was too high to do anything. With CA the Don, unfortunately, I flopped that interview because my energy was low.
Yeah.
And, like, I was trying to get – I realized, because I know that interview, he did his best, but I fucked it up, right? Watching it again, because I've been watching a lot of our old episodes, I realized that I was treating it too much as an interview and not as friends hanging out.
Yeah.
And I fucked that interview up. Like, yeah, I don't know if you agree with me or if you watched it, but I feel like I fucked that one up.
Yeah. I mean, you even said it yourself, like, after you, like, edited it and everything, you were just like, you know, this doesn't seem to be, like, up to the quality that we've been producing lately.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, something was just off. It just felt off.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of awkward moments that you had to, like, edit out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of strange, because that was, like, the third time he's been on the show.
But the thing was, like, and I can tell you exactly where I fucked up. So I did very little homework on him because I've been watching this podcast regularly, right? So I was like, I know what I'm going to ask. But then when I started the interview, I was too focused on the questions I was going to ask about his podcast rather than just hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I guess he felt that it was too interviewee as well. And I flopped it.
Yeah.
It happens, right? Not all of them are going to be winners. Unfortunately, he's such a great guest. And I was really upset that I flopped that one because he's funny as shit. Like, you let him go and he entertains.
Yeah. Just like that one that I was a part of. It was entertaining all the way around.
Yeah.
It didn't even feel like we were on for, what, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and that's another thing, too, that we've been working on, is trying to
tighten up,
trying to compress these episodes to where now we're not recording for 2-3 hours and then having to go back and edit a whole bunch of, you know, stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to tighten it up, trying to just like point A to point B, but have fun while doing point A to point B. Enjoy the journey. Yep. You know, you have an hour, just keep going.
I have an honest question. I want you to answer this as honestly as possible.
Yeah, you suck.
Well, besides that, at any point did this start feeling like a job this year? Rather than just a fun thing we do. Because I can tell you, there was a point where I was so fucking stressed out about this podcast. Because it wasn't going the way we wanted. Well, the way I wanted. You know, we kept having a lot of inconsistencies. We kept having host changes. And, like, at that point, to me, I was so stressed out and so frustrated that it wasn't working. That it felt like a job to me. Like, I literally, like, had to tell myself I have to make this succeed. Because, I mean, y'all know me. Like, I've been doing this long enough where, like, I believe in this show. I believe it's going to turn into something.
Yeah.
But I got so stressed out because nothing was working. And, like, to me, at one point, it felt like a job. It didn't feel like I was having fun with it anymore.
I think I kind of know, like, roughly around, like, the timeline that you were talking about. Because I think it kind of, like, affected everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were stressing out trying to figure out, like, why isn't it working? Why aren't we seeing improvements even though we're making changes?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's kind of like every time we would show up to do an episode, it was like, okay, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it got to a point to where it's like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Right? And that's where it made it feel like a job. But we have to continue to do that mental check of, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah.
If you sit here and you think of it as a job, you're not going to want to do it at some point. You're going to burn yourself out. And I know that's a thing that we had in the past, is like some people were burning out,
yeah.
You know, and then it led to like a lot more inconsistency. And I think we've been trying our best. You know, we've all been, you know, for me, in the group chat, I don't always communicate, right? I try to read up everything that goes on or whatever, everything that we talk about. And I don't communicate that much. But then when we're going to record and everything, we have that moment of time before we hit record that, you know, we're talking, everything, catching up and everything. And we're kind of checking each other's, like, mental space.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to see, okay, like, how are you feeling today? Yeah. You know, are you stressed out? Are you burnt out? Are you tired? You know, and sometimes we are tired because, you know, life takes over as usual. Because, you know, this is like a hobby.
Yeah,
we're trying to make it into like a paid hobby, but yeah, it is a hobby, and we're trying to have fun. And if we don't feel like we're having fun, then it does turn into feeling like a job. Because like there's several people that say, you know, if you treat it like a job, it's going to be a job.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you're going to hate it.
Yeah. But there's also people like Mike Tyson, right? Where he says, like, if you want to succeed, to be successful, you got to do it even when you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think
you don't want to do it. Knox Bond said, like, it too. Like, you got to be hustling. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like it was kind of like one of the interviews that I saw with Matt Rife.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was talking about, like, he was totally against social media. He didn't want to do social media. He was trying to hustle, like, and network on his own and everything. And then he started doing the social media, posting on social media, and he kept seeing that it still wasn't working. Like, he wasn't seeing the growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him question whether or not comedy was truly for him. And then he said, yeah, you know, there was one clip that he debated on for several hours, basically, on whether or not he was going to post it. And a buddy of his said, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You can gain something, but if you post it and it doesn't succeed, you have nothing to lose. You're still in the same position that you're in. And so then he decided to post that one clip, and it blew up from there. He said from there, that one clip blew up. The one that he was just like, if it doesn't work out, I quit. Mm-hmm. Went to
that
sleep.
Just happened.
Yeah, like he sat there and he was like, I refreshed it a couple of times after I posted it after an hour. No growth whatsoever. So he's just like, I guess I give up.
Mm-hmm.
He went to sleep, woke up the next morning, it was already like 25k views, yeah. 25k likes or whatever the number
was.
That's
how it happens, dude. That's crazy how those things work, right? Because like it was the same thing with us with the clips we've been posting this year, right? A lot of times I'll debate, oh, like, is this too far or is this going to get hate? Like, one of the clips we posted today, it literally, the minutes after we posted it, there's already hate comments.
Yeah.
But there's views.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's like other ones, like the one that we were talking about that hit 10K with Jesse, like, there was hate comments on that where they're like, no, you're stupid. Like, you just, you know, do it this way or whatever. I forget what we were talking about in that clip. That one hit 10K.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, sometimes the shit you don't think is going to hit works because it relates, it's something to it. You know, people hear it and they're like, oh, yeah, like I agree with you, or I completely disagree with you.
Yeah. But then that's what it brings up to, like, for us, you know, the way we see the clip is some part of it we thought it was funny, or some part of it we were just like, you know what, there's something behind this clip that is significant in some type of way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what wasn't a funny clip.
Yeah.
It was just us talking about a serious, like, Hispanic issue that a lot of us have growing up Hispanic, growing up as Spanish speakers.
Yeah. And it blew up because it was relatable. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think after that clip, we've kind of definitely hunkered down in the style of, yeah, we just need to be more personal.
Consistent,
more personal, relatable. And relatable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been good so far. I think it's been a fun ride. It's going to be a funner ride this year. I'm sad that this year we didn't get nominated for Best Podcast of the Year. But next year, we're going to go for that shit and we're going to take it, Alan. Them damn Mexicans were coming for your asses.
You know, I didn't even see it pop up to see them try and get nominated.
Right next hip hop, they do it. It's their second year, but I'm telling you, them damn Mexicans. I hope the AI cuts this into a fucking clip because I know they're gonna win this year again because they're buddies with the guy from Latinx hip hop. Next year, that fucking award is mine. Be warned. I'm serious.
Like, no level of nepotism will fucking stop me from winning that.
I'm serious. I'm on my Knox Bond shit. I'm about to take over the podcasting game.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, you're going to finish recording, go to a bar, and get into a fight.
Oh, yeah, and then learn a bunch of martial arts while I'm at it.
Yeah.
I'm about to follow Knox Bond's rules to success.
Yeah, the discipline.
The discipline, the aggressiveness.
Yeah. Embrace the chaos.
Embrace the chaos. Something in your background just went and fall.
I think it was my tree.
I think your cat died.
I mean, my cat is about to die. Hold on, give me a second. Oh my!
Honestly, I think this is a good point to end the podcast. All right. With that being said, Alan's gonna go take care of his cat in his tree. I think his cat is not gonna live for very much longer.
That's definitely becoming a clip. I know that much.
But yeah, this has been a great podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sticking around this whole year. I know it had a lot of ups and downs, but we're ending it on a high note. Next year, we're coming with more fire interviews, more fire podcasts, with new content, new podcasts. Paper Plate Media is about to launch to the oblivion. And then damn Mexicans, again, I'm talking to you. I'm coming for your asses. We're taking that award next year. I refuse to go another year without an award. This has been the motherfucking Weekly D Podcast. I'm your host, Danny G. That's AOZ. And remember, if you can't get it daily, get it weekly. Peace.
Peace.
I think that's good.